Fighter in shots. From above a comment of Tzadi Dalet. Picking up on Tzadi Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Amar Abaye. We were discussing, we left off with the Mishnah discussed. The Gemara went through the concept of making a shinoi that makes a kinyan. And then you just pay money instead of giving the thing itself. Now the Gemara is going to see a list of people, a list of Tanayim, who actually don't agree. They don't agree in this idea. They say that a shinoi does not make a kinyan. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Ube Shammai, V'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, V'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, V'Rabbi Yishmael, Kulu Svir Lehu Shinoi B'Mekomo Omeid. Even a shinoi, it still remains in its state. Rashi says, Ein Zaz, Mershus HaBailim, Rishonim, V'Afilu Shtana, still in the Mershus of the Bailim, even if there is a change. Now we break it down. Here we go. Here we go, 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 go. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Hada Amran, that which we just spoke about on yesterday's daf, which is technically the daf we're on right now. We saw there's a machlokas between him. He said in the name of Rabbi Shimon that the owner who dyed the wool of each sheep, one after the other, before shearing the next one, that all of them still are mitzarev to go to that point. If we don't say that not each one that happened over there, there was a shinoi and it was kona. Bishame may hear what I say. Bishame says that shinoi is not kona at the time of the brisa. Nasan lachitin beesnana. This is talking about when you're dealing with a zona. And now when you go in for the payment, what do? You give her kernels of wheat for the for payment for her services. Now we know the Holy Torah tells us. You're not allowed to bring the payment used for a zona or the exchange for a dog to the house of Hashem for any neder, and these are considered a to'eva to Hashem. So we're talking about now that when they pay them, they're paying with something that's not able to be brought a carbon as is. But let's say you give chitin bestan, you give wheat kernels for sun and solus, and it became into solus, fine flour, it can be brought. Zaysim or olives, which that can be brought as a carbon, but vaso and shemen, it switched and changed into shemen. Anovim, or grapes, vasan yain, made into wine. Tani chada, one verse says usher, it's still usher to go ahead and to bring it. Rashi says lemizbeach, can't bring it on the mizbeach. But tani yadach, another verse says mutter, it's mutter to go bring on the mizbeach. It's a shino here, something else. From Rav Yosef, Yosef explains, Tani Gurion, these braces? Gurion taught, beep, turn the page. Sadi Dals. Dime Aspurk, says Rashi. That's a shame, Malcolm. Sorry. So it's Gurion Ben, Gurion from this place. I don't know if I beeped anymore. I'm confused. Beep, Sadi Dals. Bishami Osam, Bishami, the one said that. It's also to bring this things we said, the flour, the oil, the wine. Basil and Matirin Basil said it's mutter. What do you see over here? That Bishama, the one that says that it's still in Mokomo Omedes and you're not going with a shinoi. My time, Bishama, why is that? Why does he say that even afterwards? Amakra Gam Shneem. Because the Pasuk says also both of them are a abomination, are a toeva. Now, what's the word Gam? It's coming to include something. The Rabbi Shinuyeim, it's including their change as well. Rabbi Shimon will say, Amar Kra, Haim. The Pasuk says, they themselves can't be brought. Velo Shinoyim, but not their Shinoy. That's not a problem if it's a Shinoy over there. Ube Shammai, Hawk, Siv, Haim. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the fact that it says Haim? Meaning only they can't be brought. Hahomi Baile, that needs to tell you that Haim, Velo Vlado Sam, only they're going to be offspring, but not their Vlad. In other words, if they have offspring, they can be brought as a carbon. It's not a problem. Ube Shilel, what do you do with the fact that it says, pardon, if Haim is including the offspring, they can't use it anymore to tell you the changed form. So he says, no, Tire Tisham has been able to learn two things. Haim velo shinoi, Haim velo vado seim, both them and not their exchange, their shinoi, that can be used. And Haim velo vado seim, both them. Beis Hillel, Nami, Oksiv, Gam. But Beis Hillel, what do you mean with the fact that it says Gam? Which Beis Shammai says, even if there's a change, it's including those things as well. Gam, Beis Hillel, Kasha. Okay, according to Beis Hillel, Taka Tzakasha, what he does with that, but still they hold what they hold. Next, number three, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mayi, where does he say that Shino is not going to make a Kenyan? The Tanya, what's in the Bais, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer. Harisha Gozel Saw Shel Chitin, person goes and they steal a saw of Chitin, a saw of wheat. Tchanu Losh of Afav, Eifrish Menu Chala. If you steal a saw of wheat, you grind it up into flour, knead it, bake it, and then take off Chala from it. Ketzeb Mavarech, what bracha is made? Ein Zeh, bracha, Ketzem Avarich, how can you make a bracha on it? This is not considered a bracha. It's not a blessing. This is considered like blasphemous, a terrible thing to do. That you're going ahead and you're stealing it and you're using it and bringing a bracha. It says a thief who recites a bracha has blasphemed Hashem. So we see that even though there's a change over here, it still was in Kona. Rashi says, Gozal Mavarach, Botzea, Kamo Kol, Botzea, Betza. Okay, that's where he holds it. Next, number four, I think, Rishim ben Elazar Mahi, where do we see that he holds it? Shino, he's not going to be Kona. The time went to the Bible, said, Klal ze Amar Rishim ben Elazar. Kol Shevach Sheishbiach Gazlan. Any type of Shevach, any type of thing which goes up in value that happens because of the Ganav. Meaning, say, let's say the Ganav goes ahead and he has an animal and he fattened it up. He made it no more Chashev. Yadol Eliona, he has the literally the upper hand. Ratzanoto Shivcho, if he wants, he can take the Shevach, that which it went up in value. Ratza, and if he wants, he could say, Omer lo harishachal fanecha, he could say, here that which belongs to you is before you. My ka'amar, what in the world is he talking about when he says that? Amar Rav Sheshes Hachikar, which means to say, Hishbicha notel Shivcho, if the animal that he stole went up in value, he takes the value that appreciated, kachash, but let's say it went down in value, omer lo, hari shalchal ufanecha, here, what's before you is yours, take it. Deshinoi bimakomo omed, because it's something that changes, remains in its place, the original owner owns it, and it's not owned by the ganav. Ihachi, afilu shbiach nami. If that's really true, the Rishon ben Elazar holds that if there's a change, there's no kinyan there, then even if it went up in value, you should also have to return the animal itself with what value that it went up. So what is he saying over here that he takes the appreciation? Why does he take it? Amri mipnei takanas hashavim, in order that he'll actually do it if the guy wants to do tshuva, because if you don't let him do things, he's going to maybe not do tshuva in the first place. But really, right, it should go back. Next, Rabbi Shmuel Maihi. Rabbi Shmuel showed this idea that the zeshinoi it's not a kinyan. The tanya montana b'risa. Mitzvah's peil hafrish min akoma. The mitzvah of peil, when you have to leave over part of the field for an ani, it's called peah, like the corner of the edge of a field. The mitzvah peah lahafresh min hakama. Rashi says, "Dechsev lo sechala pasad cheliksor," that don't take it all. You got to leave a little bit from the crop. From the kama is a standing stuff. Lo hafresh min hakama. If he didn't separate it from the kama, the mafresh min haomrim, then he should separate it from the bundles that are there. Lo hafresh min haomrim, if he didn't do that, mafresh min hakri, that he separates from the pile, ad shalom erchu, as long as he didn't yet smooth out the pile. Marcho, if he smooths it out, then ma'aser v'nosin lo, he first has to do what? He has to take off ma'aser, and then he has to give peah. Mishum, Rabbi Yishmael, amru, af mafresh min ha'isa v'nosin lo, he even has to go and separate peah from the dough and give it to him. Rashi points out, but according to Tanakama, from the Isa you wouldn't, because it's karnoi be shinoi and it's considered mamon. In fact, the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, Ichbal Kohani Tanoi Lashminan Kebe Shamai. Rashi explains, Ichbal Tanoi Tarchu Va'amlu V'niskapsu Lekach. Did they go ahead and were they Toreach and did they toil in order to gather together? Or to just say the lach is like Beis Shammai, we know it goes like Beis Hillel, right? We know Beis Shammai at the beginning, they all of them come afterwards. Amalei said, Hachikamai, this is what they're saying. Lo nechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. They're tying that even Beis Hillel doesn't disagree. Really, that everyone is going to be masking that if there's a physical change, it doesn't matter. It still retains this ownership of the original Baal. Amar Rava, mimai. Why would you say that they hold that it doesn't actually change? Doesn't make a kinyan. So let's take a look and see that maybe just the opposite. Dilma ad kan lokavim Shimon ben Yehuda hasam ela betseva. Maybe Shimon ben Yehuda doesn't say the only time he says his point that if you dyed one of the shearings that it's still mitzarif and therefore it shows that it's not kona. Maybe Dilma ad kan lokavim Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda hasam ela betseva. It's only in that case he would say that when it comes to tseva. Ho v'yacho laviu aditzvon, since you have a way of getting it out through using this thing to wash it out through some sort of detergent. V'ad kan lokavim Rabbi Shimon hasam ela gvor. The only time the Rabbi Shimon says that the carbon is can't be brought from Esten. Zona is only talking about when it's dealing with Gavoa, you know, dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu stuff. Bishum de Imis, because it's most, it's disgusting. Va'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Hasam el inyan bracha. And he who says that a ganav who goes and changes a stolen grain, takes a chala and makes a bracha, that person is a blasphemer, is because you're dealing with a bracha, mishum dehavali mitzvah over there. It's a mitzvah that comes through an avera. Va'ad kam lo kam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Hasam ela behachasha dehadar. That's talking about the case where the animal's value, when the stolen animal went down in value, you're going to say, Hine shechala fanecha, is only talking about with something that can be flipped back. It can go back to what it was. Just got to give it some better food and fatten it up a little bit. Vad kan lakam Rabbi Shmuel hasam el inyan peah. And Rabbi Shmuel also doesn't say that change doesn't mean anything except when it comes to peah. Mishem dechsev ta'azov yisera. Because as the word ta'azov in extra time, as it says, b'kedoshim tiyu, ksiv, lo sechal pas sotcha liktzor, b'zor, okesef, ksiv, lo tichal peah sotcha, b'kotzrecha, trey kroi, ta'azov oso, lamali, shomenela, suri shino, dlo karneachi, that this is not going to make a kinyan over here. So therefore, maybe all five of these people that we said that shino doesn't make a kinyan, it's only in those particular cases, but generally Shino does make a kinyan. Chitem a ligmor minei, and if you want to say, let's learn out from this case of peah that a change doesn't do anything to other areas also. Matnos aniem shiny. If that's what you would say, chitem a ligmor minei, let's learn it from there. Matnos aniem shiny. Let's see back that matanos gifts that are given laniem to poor people are different. In other words, you may have said to make a binyan av, let's learn from here, that you want to say, just like this is something, it's like peah doesn't change anything, so too, nothing else will either. No, matas aniyam shiniyam. So that's the difference. You don't have a raya over there. Now we're going to back up the fact that we said it really, Rabbi Yishmael would say, when you do a shinoi, it does make a kinyan, but dafka in this case, because it says tazov, that's why it doesn't over here. The boy Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan asked, the boy of Yochanan, my time to be small. What's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel? It says pay has to be separated even after it gets to a state of dough. Mishum to kasavar shinoi eno kona. You want to say because of the fact that he says shinoi is not kona. Odoma ba'amak kasavar shinoi kona. Maybe really he says shinoi is kona. V'alcha mishum to kasav ta'azov yiserta. And for the Gemara, well, the Gemara asks, v'imtim salom time to Rabbi Shmuel mishum to kasavar shinoi eno kona. Really want to say shinoi is not kona. Ta'azov yiserta to kasavar kona. Lamedly, why would I need that extra one? In which case, really, it does make us a kinyan, but over here not. Vesu, and furthermore, l'rabbanu, according to Rabbanu, arguing with Shmuel, and say that someone's not chayv to take a peah after it got to a point where he switched into dough. Ta'azov yiserta to kasachmona lomidi, why do I need that altogether? And for the Gemara, miboy lilichatatayim, even for the following b'risa. A mafkir karmel, someone who is mafkir, it makes hefker, his kerem, his vineyard. Vehishkam l'boker b'tzaro, and then he gets up in the morning, and he goes and he starts to work it. This is before anyone else comes and takes it. Rashi says, "Kodum she yavo aniyam lebatzah shisku behefker and mayu kodum because they would be zochah from hefker." Chay beperit of olus of shichol vepeah upater mina ma'aser. We say that he's going to be chayev in all these different things. Stuff that it's a levo for aniyam, depending on what type of crop it is. Upater mina ma'aser and he's pater from ma'aser. With this, we've seen a couple of masechtas so far. When you have something that's hefker and it gets reacquired, you don't have to give ma'aser anymore. You would think that would apply also to these things also. The answer is ta'azov, which means you said a double whammy over there in order to tell you that no, that's not true. In those cases, you have to actually give it to them. So that's Gemara Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Halacha Rabbi Shimon Lazar. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. That is, that if the animal goes and becomes worse, the robber can go and say, can give it as it is. In fact, Gemara Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, does Shmuel really say that? We said Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Let's say this guy goes and steals the animal, and the animal dies in his possession. We don't go ahead and start evaluating and see how much it was before and after, and he pays the difference. But rather, no, he gets to keep, and he has to pay in full. Elon Linizakin. The only time we do that shtick where we evaluate and see what it was afterwards, and we pay the difference, is when it comes to nezek of this damage. Bishlam the Rav. It makes sense. Going to Rav Damer Kikam Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Hasam BeHachasha DeHadar. He says in the Gemara before that when Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that the ganav can go in and return the animal as it's gone down in value, is talking about where it can get better, meaning you just feed it and etc. It gets better. Lo kasha, then there's no steer anymore between the two different statements of Shmuel. Ki kamar lachik kar b'shem ben Elazar, the sheni ben kama omid. When does he say the lachazuk shemen that the sheni ben kama omid stays in its original state? That is when it's b'chasha dahadar, it can go back. Ki kamar Shmuel has someone says over there the ain shemen lo gadav lo gaz lo nizakin b'chasha lahadar when it's not able to go back, so you can't reverse the damage. El Abaye the Amar Kika Amar, but according to Abaye, who says Kika Amar Rishim ben Elazar, when Rishim ben Elazar says that a ganav can return the animal itself, Achasha the Lohada Kamar, it's even when it's not going to come back. Ma'ik Lememar, how are you going to say right now? How are you going to deal with this contradiction with what Shmuel is saying? Abaye Masihachi, and for the Gemara, Abaye is going to say as follows: Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so we're saying Shmuel. Beep, turn the page. Sadidal on the base. Amru halacha kerbi shimon ben Elazar. The less low, vele lo svirle. Says Rashi, top Rashi. Klomer hachi amr shmuel. Yesh sheomer halacha kerbi shimon ben Elazar. Vele lo svirle. Says that there are those that say that the halacha is kerbi shimon ben Elazar, but to him, he doesn't hold that way. That is, as Rashi puts it, that Shmuel said that there are those people that say that. Who say that the halacha goes to Shimon ben Elazar, when you steal something and there is actually shina that goes on, then the ganav does not acquire it, and he's going to return it as is, like he says, hinei shochel lefanecha. Shmuel, though, is not masking to him. Okay. Now, Amar b'chir b'abba, Amar b'yochanan. Devar Torah, midi l'oreisa, gezeila hanishtanis chuzeres b'ena. If you have a stolen object that made some sort of change, it goes back to the owner as it is right now. Essentially stating, as Rashi says, the shinoi lo kani, it's not kona. Shenemar v'heishiv is a gazel shagazel. He should return the thing that he stole. Become makam in all circumstances. Vim tomer mishnah seinu. And if you'll say, babe, hold on one second, what about our mishnah? It says not like that. It says that if he goes to make stolen wood, he makes it in some sort of kli or in some sort of, some sort of clothing. He needs to pay the value. That's because of Takanas HaShavim. Really, Midrash has to return it, but Takanas HaShavim, to make sure that people are not going to say, if you make me take it apart, I'm just not going to do tshuva. I want people to do tshuva, therefore we say Midrash, and you don't actually have to return, but you can pay for it. In fact, me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to really say that Midrash, that there's a shino, is not kona. From Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kistam mishnah. We know that Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha was a kistam mishnah, utanane, we learned. In a Mishnah, it says, "Lo hispik l'tnu lo tzvo pater." If he wasn't able to go ahead, this is the owner of the wall, didn't be able to give Reish Zageiz before he ends up dying, he's going to be pater. He doesn't have to go and give Reish Zageiz to the Kohen, and not even their money. What do you see? That change does affect Midoraisa. But the Gemara, Amar Lehu, Ahu Midorabanan, Rabbi Yochanan Shmei. Amar Lehu, Ahu Midorabanan, Rabbi Yochanan Shmei. Lididi mifresh li minei Rabbi Yochanan. It was explained to Rabbi Yochanan, kegon shegazel eitzim mishupin basan kelim. When we say that midoraisa, that a shinoi doesn't make a kinyan, we're talking about a case where you stole a piece of wood, some pieces of wood that are already smoothed out and ready to go, and made them into kelim. The havali shinoi chosabiyasa. This is a shinoi which can go back to its original status. This is going back to the original status, therefore that's why it's not kona. Okay, now we're going to go to an idea about other things that are set up so people should do tshuva. Tana Rabbanan, HaGazlanim U'malfi B'Ribis Shechziru. Let's say you have robbers and people that lent money with ribbis, and they want to go and return the stuff to the people they owe. Ein Mekab Mehem, they shouldn't accept it from them. Mekab Mehem, and someone does, Ein Rechamim Nochem, and the Chachamim are not happy with the guy. Rav Yochanan says, Bimei Rebbe, Nishes Misezu, this was taught in the days of Rabbi, the time he went to the Brisa. Maisaba Adam Echad Shabiki Shlasa Shuva. This guy, he wanted to do tshuva. He was a ganav, or he was again involved with interest. He wanted to get rid of all that stuff. Amrlo Ishto, his wife said to him, Reika, empty one. Imato said tshuva, I feel avnitel shacha. If you do tshuva, even the belt that you're wearing is not going to be yours. Meaning, you stole everything, man. You don't have nothing. V'nimna v'lo asa tshuva. So he's like, okay. So he decided, I'm going to yell back and do tshuva. B'osa sha'amru. At that time, the Chacham said, HaGazlam al-Mavi Rio Shechziru, Ein Mekab Mehem, they shouldn't go and accept it from them. But Mekab Mehem, Rio Chacham, Nechamenu, if you do take it, people are not going to be happy with you. So we want the guy to be able to do tshuva. So in order to do that, we say, listen, basically, don't accept it from the guy. Let's say someone's father ended up dying and left over money of ribbis that he took, which is aser. Even though they know it's ribbis, they don't have to go ahead, they don't have to return it. Rashi says, Hani lo gazal, midi, didn't steal anything. The kaninu, shina reshus, kusavar reshus, yarishkir reshus, okeach tami, he can hold on to it. Back in the Gemara, in chayv lachzir, in hu, hu de lo, ha avim chayv lachzir. What does that mean? That implies that only the kids don't have to actually return it, but the father himself, he would have to return it, meaning assuming he's alive. Says Gemara, in a chinami, bedin, says, no, actually, the father also doesn't have to return the ribbis. And that was the Braisa said in reference to the kids and not the father. Because I wanted to teach the next part that talks about the kids. The father left for them para vitalis v'chol davar masuyim, a cow or a talis, clothing, or anything else, which is masuyim, which is clear what it is, that he took because of ribbis, chayv menachsim b'nei kvod avim, they have to return it because of the honor of their father. Tana reisha nami b'du, therefore, they said the reisha also when it came to the kids. But since the cow or the clothing or this thing is a simon on it, it's obvious that this is something taken as ribbis. Someone who sees these and by the kids are gonna, it's gonna be against the honor of the father. That's what they said to do that. Okay, now, is that true for the honor of the father to go and return the ribbis? Ikri kan, but why don't we bring the pasuk that says v'nasi ba'amcha lo sa'or, and a prince among your people you shall not curse. Ba'osemai se'amcha, when it says v'nasi ba'amcha, what it means is when this prince is acting like your people, meaning he's doing the right things he has to do, but not doing averus. But if he's doing averus, there's no chiev to go and to give any sort of respect to him. So too, someone has no chiev to respect his father who's in a balaveda, and he takes from, you know, an interest. Like Rashi says, v'zeh lo'osamay sa'amo, v'edochayim ha'kvodo, and ha'chayim in his covenant. For the Gemara of Pinchas, b'sh'asa tshuva, we're talking about a case where the guy did teshuvah. This guy's changed his ways. He's a penitent. Tachanami. Shasta tshuva here too in this case of Arbay. So we could say that's talking about with the tata, the tshuva before he died, and therefore now they have to honor him. In fact, the Gemara, yes, a tshuva, my boy Gabe. If he did tshuva, then why is it by him? Ibai lay ladure, he should have gone and returned everything that he had taken. What's going on? And for the Gemara, Shlo Hispik Lachsir Shemes, he was, but he didn't have any time until he died. He ended up dying in the meantime. Toshima. So we're now going back to this idea that we said we don't take money from Ganovim or people that lend with ribbis. Toshima. Hagazon Mamavi Ribis Alphabichagovu Machzirin. Alphabichagovu Machzirin. Even though they collected, they return.
Now it's a lot of money talking about the robbers, Maishagovu Ika. What does that mean over here? E guzzle if they stole. Guzzle, they already stole, they have. E lo guzzle, if they didn't steal. Lo guzzle, then they didn't. And you can't call them gazlanim. Elaima, let's say, a gazlanim, mind you, malvi ribios. Who are we talking about gazlanim? We're talking about people that lend money with ribbis. Alpha bijagavu machzirin. Even though they're collected, they have to return what they collected. Now, hold on 1 second. We say over here that you do return it. Other Bryce says, you don't. Bryce says, Vikoshkin, lo guzzle, the Mikaranina Shtara. Okay, so how do we do this? Amre Makzirin Vein Mekamahim. What that means is they have to return it, but the people should not accept it from him. Eloma Makzirin, but if we're not going to accept, why are they doing it? Latsi Sidi Shemaim, in order to be off the hook for the chiv, what they owe, Yidei Shemaim. Toshima haroim vagaboyim vaso amochsin. Roin are shepherds. Gaboyim are those that collect money. Money, money, money. Rashi says haroim are gazlanim him. Laroz behemos besal zacherim, because they bring people to other people's fields. Gaboyim
Shamelech Ligbos Kesef Gulglosa Varnona Vashakli Tfe. They would come along and they'd take more money than they were supposed to take. The last one is Mochsim. These are people that take mechas, the taxes, collect taxes. Customs. Yeah, mechas. Tshuva san kasha. Their tshuva is very hard. Why? Because they steal from so many people, they don't even know who they stole from. Ashes goes to harabim, vein yodun lemilech, so they don't have to return it. Machzirin lemakirin. So it's hard, and they return to those that they are makir, they recognize. Misha makir shalosh shegozluhu. That's what they have to do. Come to Christ, we see from here that they do have to return what they stole. Amri machzirim kamlihim. They return, but we don't accept it from them. Ve'ela lo machzirim, then why do you give it back? Let's say it's shemayim, or if they be yotzi b'di shemayim. Yachim may tshuvas and kasha, then why is the tshuva really hard? Because they just do and then they just get it right back. No one's accepting it from it anyway. And ve'od, aim a seifa, let's look at the seifa. They should do for the tzarch of the tzibor, if you don't know who you stole from, do for the needs of the rabbin. That they should make cisterns, trenches, and vaults, areas of water. So we see that they actually have to give back the money. So it says the Gemara, okay, Ella Lokasha, Kan Kodem Takana. The price we just brought over here is before the Takana was made. Whether the Takana is something that they don't have to pay back, that we don't accept it. And Kanach Takana doesn't talk about after they made the Takana, therefore you have to go and pay back. Pardon, you don't pay back, you don't take it from them. Asha Da'amar Rav Nachman B'she'en Gizela Kayemis. Another Nachman said, this whole decree that you don't have to pay is B'she'en Gizela Kayemis. When it's still not there anyway, it's to sell stuff to get it. I feel the tema Ima V'idi L'Acha Takana. You can even say, both them after the Takana. No kashin, there's no kashin here. Beep, turn the page. Sadi Hamid Alf. Kam gzela kayemes, kam b'she'en gzel kayemes. In the Bryce, it says that he has to return what he took. It's talking about where what he stole, he still has. The other one is talking about that he's not, that someone doesn't have to accept, you don't accept payment from the ganef, is where the thing that he stole is doesn't exist anymore. In fact, think more about how could you say that? Avnei to gzela kayemes, in the story that we brought over there, but the ganav has the belt right there, and he said, oh, you're not going to have a belt, even a belt, and yet we still see, even when you have it, and he doesn't have to return it. So what's going on? He says, come on, no, my avnet, what does it mean when the wife said the belt was in his? The me avnet means the money that with that which he bought the belt, not the actual belt itself. The belt, the money's not there anymore. In fact, the Gemara, if wherever the stolen thing is still kayam, the chacham didn't say that he's going to be off the hook from putting it back. Marius, what about Marius, which we saw earlier, which is a cross beam in the house that the God had made into his house? The gzeil kayam is right there tonight. Yet we say on Marius al gazil tumal bebira sheito damav. You just give the value not itself and pay takanas hashavim. In order that people should do tshuva, because otherwise they wouldn't do tshuva. It's other case. So what we see is that the Chum did make this decree to help this guy doing tshuva by pottering him from returning the thing that's even if it's still there. So you might know, shiny house, it's different. To give it the ikap seda de bira. There, it's going to mess up the whole mansion if we do that. So Shavira Baran Kalesi, they establish it as if it doesn't exist. And that's why I don't do it. Rashi says, "Umiu dam demay dami money by the duri hove exer kemes abir." He doesn't have to pay money because it still exists right there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day.